This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Immigrant, illegal alien, any way you slice it, it all adds up to the same thing. Foreigners fast-tracked into countries with no knowledge of how that country's culture and laws apply to them. But not all of these people belong to the fleeing masses streaming across European and U.S. borders. Recently, these scumbags from Qatar decided to drive their exotic cars at top speeds around a quiet Beverly Hills neighborhood. Regardless of stop signs, kids riding bikes, people strolling around, speed limits, when the police were called, the Qatar nationals, who could have easily driven their cars to the nearest racetrack, told the police to go F themselves and claimed diplomatic immunity.
Journalist Jacob Rogers says he tried to ask this man why they were racing and endangering lives.
Get out.
Do you have any...
Get
yeah.
When Rogers tried again another time.
And he said, well, F America, and he threw a cigarette at me. And that was before he indicated that he could kill me and get away with it.
Beverly Hills police were called to the scene, but no arrests were made. Investigators say they're now trying to confirm whether any laws were broken and are looking into exactly who the drivers are. Police say they're from the country of Qatar and may have diplomatic immunity.
Meanwhile, President Obama is announcing a plan to bring in 70,000 this year, 85,000 next year, and 100,000 Syrian refugees in 2017 to America, a veritable treasure trove of potential false flag, anti-Christian, America-hating chaos. While Qatar and other Persian Gulf states, just a stone's throw away from Syria, are offering to take in zero refugees from Syria.
I wonder if Madam Winberg would agree with me that Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states should be doing more to set up camps in Turkey rather than displace large numbers of people, that they should be helping their fellow Muslims. I think it's a disgrace that they are not doing more, and that Britain is doing more than any of them. I wonder if she agrees with me about that.
The United Arab Emirates' only defense is that they gave $530 million in aid, which is just a drop in the bucket compared to the UAE's GDP of $570 billion per year. Saudi Arabia's insulting solution is to blanket Germany with 200 mosques to meet the needs of the flow of Muslims into the most populous destination for immigrants, second only to the United States, Germany, a country with a strong Christian base.
رغم أنوفكم يا أيها الألمان يا أيها الأمريكان يا أيها الفرنسيون يا أيها الطليان يا كل من على وزن الطليان قلوا الأمين سنطلبهم منكم قريبا باسم دولة الخلافة القادمة.
It's not going to be just the poor, unwashed, and huddled masses seeking shelter from the globalist-funded ISIS storm. Prepare yourself to see more idiots like these. Disrespecting American values, disregarding our laws, and getting away with it.
Get out.
Do you have any...
Get out.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Excellent report by John Bound. We are live. We're going to have open phones
throughout the broadcast today. Tons of vital news and information straight ahead. Strap yourselves in. I am your host, Alex Jones, and you have found the tip of the spear of common sense, pro-human, pro-sovereignty, pro-family, pro-self-defense. Take humans to the next level, launch base. We call it the InfoWar, and it is the answer to the New World Order. It is 1776.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
In fact, even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for such.
That's why. Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance, coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were a afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. We're broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday, the 22nd day of September 2015. We do have some guests joining us for about 30 minutes. At the start of the next hour, Diamond and Silk, the two very entertaining and informative black ladies that have been so viral on the internet promoting Donald Trump, I wanted to get them on the show so they'll be popping in with us to talk all things Donald Trump and election 2016 for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. We will have open phones throughout the full 3 hours today, and we will cover, obviously, the massive amounts of news. There is a story up at the top of the Drudge Report, and we'll put that image on screen for TV viewers. Book says that Hillary Clinton is sick and that she has serious medical problems. Well, you can look at her and tell that she's obviously has some serious medical issues. She's collapsed in public repeatedly over the years. She has all sorts of problems. But I'll tell you this, she's sick in the head is what she really is. She is an incredibly corrupt, evil person, and Radar Online is reporting on that. So whether she's deathly ill or whether she is has health problems that she can surmount really doesn't matter to me one way or the other, because she is politically a very anti-American person obsessed with bringing this country down on record. But it certainly adds to all of her woes that she looks so sick, acts so sick, and if you look at the photo of her in the back of a car when she doesn't have her makeup on, it looks like basically a cross between Aleister Crowley and Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, if we can punch that up on screen. She looks like she's about 15, 20 years older than what she is, and that shows you what working for evil, I guess, will do to you. And it's not that she has tiny wrinkles all around her lips or all around her eyes. It's what's in her eyes. How unhappy, how scared she looks. Because you can look at folks that have fought for good and fought for liberty. They may have wrinkles all over their face, but they're beautiful. There's something empowering about a good person with wrinkles, and they have this light in their eyes when they're old. People that are good just get better as they get older. People that are evil just get more twisted and rot in front of everyone. And I don't take pleasure in watching Hillary Clinton rot. I wish that she wasn't given over to absolute abject wickedness, but she is now a totem, a signet, a figurehead, a masthead. She is the goddess of the modern feminist movement. And I can't think of a better symbol for them than the rotting, corrupt robber baron who tries to act like she's with the proletariat, she's with the grassroots, she's with the people, when she is beyond a purveyor and deliverer of AstroTurf. She has been involved in so many campaigns, keeping drug prices high while she claims she's trying to keep them low, involved shipping blood out of Arkansas for more than a decade. They knew every a container of it had HIV, hepatitis A, B, and C in it, knowing it was a death sentence. That all came out in the lawsuits from the Hemophiliac Society of Canada. Then they were firebombed, but not before Bayer was exposed in court, premeditatedly doing it. These are ghouls. These are monsters. And I say that today, opening up the broadcast, because she's been in the news criticizing a major brokerage hedge fund manager increasing the price of an AIDS pill by 5,500%. So that's one snake criticizing another snake. And you look at the AIDS pills themselves, They're all part of a larger fraud for something that's a treatable condition from the research I've seen and the medical doctors we've had on the transmission. So it is lies within lies within lies, obviously. Now, that said, every few weeks there will be an article, there will be a story, there will be a scandal, there will be a story that through which you look through the crystal, through the scanner darkly, through the rose-colored glass, and instead of it darkening your view, it lightens your view. And I have stared through many a rose-colored darkly, as we all have, but this Volkswagen, this people's wagon story. I love how they'll ban a teapot because someone thinks the reflection of the black top on the silver plating looks like a Hitler mustache. Remember that when JCPenney pulled the popular teapot? It's like seeing an elephant in the clouds or seeing Hitler in the clouds, so you want to ban the cloud. Volkswagen was basically founded by Adolf Hitler. Hitler designed the Volkswagen. By the way, I've owned Volkswagens. Just because Hitler was involved in it, why do I care? If I like the car, I'll drive it. You know, the car is not inherently evil itself. I mean, if I was a pilot and had tons of money, I'd probably own some World War II British planes, U.S. and, you know, German. People seen collectors flying German Messerschmitts and stuff. You know, these rich guys collect them and they freak out. Oh, my gosh, it's got the German Luftwaffe symbol. Grow up. Who cares? Who cares? So they're always looking for shades of what's racist. They're always looking for, you know, brown paper bags are evil. Mother and father is hurtful. But that's a side issue. Volkswagen scandal, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to cover this because I want to really focus and really hit all the points. You look at this story, it exposes everything. The connections that it goes into. But here's the bottom line, and I'll elaborate bottom of the hour. The nature of smart technology is that it's built to game people. It's built to be a fraud. It is designed to run scams and be very hard to detect. Whether it's electronic voting machines or smart meters in your house, the first big brain trust I saw admitting what it was going to do back in the 90s was Enron. Enron had, quote, smart trading, which would charge you $2, $3 billion a day in one state alone like California, more for the power than what it cost. And it had fake trading computers overlaid with programs over the real trading programs that were just fed numbers entered by Enron executives. So it was a bunch of smoke and mirrors, basically, total fraud. And they would charge some days $3 billion extra per day in a gang rape of California. So you want to know what smart meters are. You want to know what smart appliances are, smart cars, self-driving cars. Just think giant galactic screw job, the biggest on the planet. But I'm going to get to this at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to hit some other news first. But here's the deal. Technology isn't evil, but the people designing the modern technology are evil. And carbon taxes have always been about cheating the little guy, shutting down the little guy, taxing the little guy, tracking the little guy, and diverting from real environmental problems. Every major globalist corporation, here's a prediction. Obama said we'll take 10,000 Syrians next year. I said he'll say 100,000 next week. Well, now it's 87,000, another 100,000, another 120,000. So it's over 300,000. It's worse than I said, but I know their playbook. I mean, it's just 101. I know exactly what they're going to do because I've studied these criminals. They operate like you're completely stupid, deaf, dumb, and blind, and don't know what's going on. You just wake up to the scam they're running, admit they're running a scam on you, you'll know everything. You'll make money in the stock market, you'll know how to deal with the police, you'll know how to make money in real estate, you'll just live an incredibly successful life if you just aren't schmucks and admit the world government's gaming the living daylights out of you. Because all the smart people tune into this show, but all the other smart people that are globalists, they've just decided to cheat you and use the knowledge that you don't know and hope you never learn about it because they don't want you in on how things really work. I'm not bragging, but you don't listen to this show at your absolute insane asylum detriment. I mean, I want you to win. I want you to succeed. I want your children to go to Alpha Centauri's. I want to break the dimensional gates. I want to go to the next level. I want to have a life extension. I want my children and their children to be fabulously wealthy and successful with your progeny. I got such goodwill for you. I'm in love with you. Please just wake up and step into God's blessings that God's ready to give us. But stop being chumps. You got to admit evil exists. You got to admit it's going on. You got to organize against it instead of living in denial like a five-year-old. When you hear smart, think death. Because this is their technocracy rollout. And here's another prediction, just like I told you with the refugees. It'll be up to hundreds of thousands by next week. Now it is. It'll be up to millions by next month. Because that's the plan. Here's the prediction. Other car companies are going to caught with the same program, gaming everything. Because it's not meant for them. It's meant for us to screw us over. We'll be back. We'll break it all down. Stay with us.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDanger.com. Again, that's DollarDanger.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
My Patriot Supply is making the choice to get prepared easier and more affordable than ever. For a limited time, a four-week emergency food supply is just $99. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-276-4010 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. Get prepared today. Call 800-276-4010 today for your $99 four-week food emergency supply.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
25 years ago when I was first getting politically active and involved, when I was still in high school, a senior in high school, hearing the conservatives, real conservatives that I knew, Pat Buchanan-type conservatives at meetings say, listen, it's not that we're against the homosexuals. It's that we're against the fact that it's part of a political movement to set the precedent to end the family. Then they would quote different books and different research papers that I later actually read for myself. That's why we can't use the word gay. They want to set the precedent, the people above this group, to control language, as George Orwell wrote, as George Orwell warned. And next, after they're done with that, they're going to promote pedophilia. I remember being at this meeting. This guy was a local lawyer. He's pretty old. I wonder if he's still alive. He knew George Humphreys, the city council guy. They were all involved there. He goes, next, they're going to promote pedophilia. And then they're going to promote making you hand your children over to them. And I just cannot believe how on target paleo conservatives and libertarians were. I mean, these guys, I'd go to these meetings, they knew everything. And they were successful. They were good in business. They were family men. They were city council people. They knew what they were talking about. And talking to the general public, it's like a god compared to a sheep or something. And these guys aren't gods. They're just informed. But compared to an uninformed buffoon, there's no comparison. And to see men and women who are aware of how things really work but don't use the knowledge to screw people over, they use it to try to warn people. It's just a total dichotomy. Because most people that are awake to this decide to join with it. And I can't tell you how many times I've had these people laugh at me on air, off air, or in person and say, you're never going to beat us. Humanity's weak and we're going to use their weakness and take over. And you should just join us. I mean, it's so biblical. Well, I will never join the New World Order. And what it really comes down to is they are a cult of power. A cult of manipulating words, a cult of dumbing people down, a cult of playing God, a cult of saying your wives belong to us, your husbands, your children. It's like these radical Islamic invaders. Their slogan is, your women are ours, and the rapes are beginning. And just to see America and the world prepared to be conquered by an alliance of trash makes me sick at my stomach. But look at the headline up on Infowars.com. Salons hooked into the White House, hooked into Media Matters. They attack yours truly every week. They just misrepresent what we say and what we do. The Houston Chronicle is reporting today. I forgot to send it to the guys, but you can look it up. That I was saying the world was going to end in September. I never said that. We linked to different news articles in mainstream news where people were talking about the blood moons and a big time of change. And I said, I don't think it's the end of the world, but I think a lot of crazy stuff's happening with the Pope coming to speak and all the rest of it. We should be watchful. And that turns into the quote, Alex Jones said the world was going to end. Then they go on to say, I'm basically a Russian agent, and that came from Russia. I mean, this is the fantastical lying. The links they have to go to. But back to Salon, I'm going to cover this more later. I saw this last night, and Kit Daniels wrote a story about it. Ladder with Crowder has a story out on it today. The headline is, No Salon, I Don't Need to Understand the Plight of Pedophiles. And here's the headline, I'm a pedophile, but not a monster. And it's begun. So it's begun. They're accepted NGO, non-governmental organization of the UN. Just like I said earlier this week or last week, what do you think Jocelyn Elders, when she was the, that's why I've been bringing her back up, the Surgeon General, you know, said, we need to help the little children masturbate. It's about weirdos sexually getting their hands on your kids, because if they can do that, they can do anything, forced inoculations, you name it. And then California passed a law 2 years ago saying, we'll give your kids inoculations after age 11 if they say they want them, because they are now free to make decisions. Really, to drink beer? really, to have sex? No, they're not. And that's contributing to the delinquency of minors. It's the government saying they're the parents now. And it's so sick. And when you realize that a large cadre of the people we're fighting is a pedophile cult, and they've taken over the major churches, the Vatican, the major universities, the major orphanages, it's a cult of pedophiles. That's what we face, folks. An army of pot-bellied pedophiles, as I said a decade ago.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today, watch the informational videos, and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I don't want to be in your British hell.
Ain't no mystery.
Ain't no mystery.
Why I'm in misery. Enough of that voice. Sorry. Put us in there, pretty pins. All right, folks. Good old British hell. That's what the New World Order is building worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, let me get back into the pedophile news, some of the other news, and I'm going to hit the Volkswagen news, which is just ultra-gigantic, massive, which we already knew. But it's the very nature of the computerized, pre-programmed system. Under the new zeitgeist, we'll all live in giant dormitories, and the computer will decide our job and how much food we get. And that's what the Megapolis TV ads they show in the UK and videos for kids say. The computer will decide what you're going to be and what you eat and where you go and how long you live. Yeah, but who programs the computer, dum-dum? Well, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great. So we're going to be looking into that. But first, I'm a pedophile, but not a monster. In fact, will you guys print me the Salon article itself? I want to read part of this on air later. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, writing for Salon, Todd Nickerson says this. Isn't he brave coming out of the closet? Maybe he should be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Maybe he should get an ESPN award. I'm a pedophile, but not a monster. I'm attracted to children, but unwilling to act on it. Uh-huh. Before judging me harshly, would you be willing to listen? And this is exactly how the homosexual lobby started back in the 40s and 50s with articles in Reader's Digest saying the exact same thing. And then you can say, hey, that's adults, that's consenting, that's gone on forever. Absolutely. Homosexuals and pedophiles are two different categories, totally. But once the larger agenda, forget homosexuals, forget heterosexuals, forget any of these groups and labels. The larger globalist dehumanization, THX1138, Brave New World Revisited, UNESCO, Worldwide Treaty Arrangement Agreement, is to end sexuality as we know it and make us asexual bots, if they choose to even keep humanoids around. This debate was being held back in the 30s. So there's an attack on femininity, there's an attack on masculinity, there's an attack on the species, and there's a revolution of women, I've noticed, waking up to this more than even men. And there's a major trying to get back to the true nature of humanity and how empowering it is. Not the twisted roles that certainly were there under classical male masculinity, feminine, femininity. The god, the goddess, the archetypes. But the people that crave power, crave control, the Sanduskies that get control of major departments and then are protected by the school and rape children in broad daylight in the middle of the field house in the showers. A field house at a major university during the day, 7 days a week, is like an anthill. And now it's come out there were cover-ups. And that Sandusky Foundation was supplying children statewide. But see, it's too big to fail. Because if that ever comes out, the whole university goes down and the billions that have been invested in it and the alumni, just like the Vatican. And that's why the globalist will place a pedophile cult in Congress, in a state house, in a school, in a university, in a religious institution, and within two generations, and I don't mean fully living out their lives of being born, within 40 years on average, they have an equation for it, it will take over the institution. Because something that horrible must be covered up. Something that horrible must not be spoken about. So they set the precedent. They break up the family. They send women to work. I'm not saying in all cases, you know, that women shouldn't work. If a woman wants to work, a woman's a brain surgeon, a scientist, a rocket scientist. Sure, women have always been doing that. But to force women into the roles that they weren't biologically designed in, again, is on record to enslave women. And to force the sexualization of children to say, Heather has two mommies, and you know, Stevie has two daddies, and all of this is the school deciding to have sexual discussions with your children that you haven't even decided to have. If somebody walked up to your children at the park while you were off getting, say, tennis rackets out of the car, if a woman walked over, a man walked over to, say, your two daughters, ages 7 and 9, or 5 and 6, and said, little girls, let me tell you about oral sex. Let me tell you about how to masturbate. You would be arrested for contributing to the delinquency of minors and attempting a sexual act with a child. You'd spend 5 years in jail in most states. Now, if I caught you doing it, you'd probably spend the rest of your life in a coma if you were lucky. And that's not talk. It's really easy to beat somebody's brains out when you want to. You just decide to do it. Humans have a governor. You get in a fight with me, I don't have a governor. If you're hurting me or hurting my children, I will decide to hurt you. I will it. I will punch you in the throat, and then you can drown on your own blood. And people say, that sounds evil and hateful. No, it doesn't. It's the right spirit against this type of garbage. You keep your filthy hands off our kids, you perverts. And that goes for those medical perverts that want to inject them with all these deadly vaccines. Hell, you've already gone from 1 in 25,000 having autism to 1 in 58. Aren't you proud enough of what you already done? Keep your dirty, filthy hands out of our families, you scum, you control freaks. Normal people don't want to run other people's lives. Normal people have their own world. Normal people are so successful and happy, they got too many friends. You people are a bunch of trash. I'm a pedophile. Now, the New York Times will take that out of context. I am not a pedophile. I'm quoting the White House Connected Group. So on. And again, this is their next move. And I kept saying, they've now gotten sexualization of children. They now are putting the transgender bathrooms in to totally turn school into a sexual conversion center over to the new system. So now I said the pedophilia will be rolled out. I said it last week in 3 different reports, one of them at Facebook mentions. I'm a pedophile, he writes, but not a monster. I'm attracted to children, but unwilling to act on it. Before judging me harshly, you should be willing, would you be willing to listen? And now you get to hear all about it. Yet you're attracted to children because you never got sexually developed properly. You're attracted to children because you're a sick freak who wants to feed off their energy. You should be attracted to help children and build them up and nurture them. You should be attracted to defending them like I'm attracted to wanting to get my hands around your throat. I'm attracted to you now. Do you understand that? But not the way you... Just imagine. Blow. Just, at the jaw. Jaw break. Yeah. Watch that evil fall to the ground. Excuse me. I shouldn't even be on here today reading this. I saw this last night. And I already knew it was all coming, but, oh, now we're going to be pedophobes. I mean, just, pedophile phobes. God help us. They're never going to stop. They're going to put drugs in the food and water more intense where we barely can resist. I mean, it's just so evil. Everybody's going to be dying of cancer all around us just with pot-belly pedophiles hopping around like it's a Super Mario Brothers, grabbing our children, giggling, bouncing onto the next with SWAT teams defending them as they just pick which kids they want. And as giant third world hordes just pour in, raping everyone's, just sexualizing our children, ruling everything, debasing the currency, drugging the food and water, giving everyone cancer, and just dancing to their god of death, selling body parts, chopping up babies, the battle of the scalpel. I mean, it's just on. Hell on earth. The gates are opening, and out will flood the armies. Out will flood the armies of hell. And no film can even imagine their true depths of depravity. Because it goes beyond the pedophilia. It goes down to child sacrifice. Every culture in its decline ends up sacrificing children, ends up debasing, because the gods of death, the god of this world, wants the flesh of children. And if they can't get away with torturing your child in a subterranean pit for 2 months and sucking their soul out as they beg for mommy, they'll rape them instead, and no one will protect your children once they get in full control. and they send out their useful idiot minions. They sell why they're different. Oh, it's just my proclivity. It's just what I'm into, they say. I'm attracted to children. Accept me. Be liberal. And then it's going to be, now you must adopt it. Now you must give your children to us, they say. Then it'll be, we need pedophiles in the military. Watch, I'm not kidding. I'm not being sardonic. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm not engaged in literary satire here. This is real. The New World Order is real. Its plan is real. It's people that desire to do things that are destructive because it's their cult. It's their sacrament. It's their religion. I want to go to phone calls, and then I will... At the start of the hour, get into the Volkswagen scandal widens. I saw this story a few days ago and didn't even really mention it because so much stuff I already know. So I have a blind spot where I just see and go, oh, of course. And then later I think, that's really big. That'll illustrate things to the sheeple. And hopefully we can talk about it and get our listeners to go out and wake up some more sheeple. 11 million cars have a computer algorithm that knows when the car is up on the blocks being tested and knows when the computer handshakes with it. And at that point, it then fakes the emissions. And that's the nature of your smartphone, the nature of your smart meters. I mean, I remember Enron was bragging in the late 90s before they got caught in all their other criminal operations because they went too far. They always go too far. They're not invincible. With Al Gore involved, they said, we're going to have computers in everything, and we're going to tax you more when you use your power, and we're even going to control your thermostat. And so we warned people about it, and they had San Francisco Chronicle articles and New York Times articles saying, we were insane. There was no plan to control and charge you more at peak times with smart meters or to turn your power on and off or reduce it. And, of course, it's now all being announced, all being done. They told you it'd be another 20 years till driverless cars. They're now launching all over the country. Totally gamed. They're going to get half the roads. You're going to pay for it and subsidize it. They're going to totally screw you over. Rahm Emanuel's brother basically is going to run the whole franchise. And that's just the way it is. Because we lay down. It's called smart. It's cute. It's funny. And they're going to raise your insurance until you can't afford to drive your regular car. It's all about control. All the major German manufacturers, the Japanese manufacturers are coming out saying, yes, we will have smart systems with cameras watching everything you do. And if you look upset or too tired or your kids, it's too hot in the car or whatever, it will then activate the police to the threat fusion center and start sending everything to the police. This was announced 7 years ago by Toyota. And you pay for all this tech being put in your car, and then it games everything you do, where you go. I mean, 70 years ago, folks, Ford and Chevy had carburetors that went 100 miles to the gallon and gave you 300 horsepower. They stifle real innovation and then give us scam junk in the name of innovation. Because we're such innovators, we're about to innovate away from the elite with incredible singularity of manufacturing, medicine, technology, and then humans. And here's, I'm about to give it to you right now. This is the big secret. Humans will blossom and spread to the stars. It is going to be spectacular. I mean, I can feel the race consciousness of humanity ready to master build, ready to go to the next level. I mean, it is awesome. Our ancestors are behind us. We're currently here. I can feel the progeny of the future ready as this earth, through God, gives birth to just an incredible new time. And the elite are doing everything they can to stifle it, make it dirty, make it bad, teach us to hate ourselves, mutate and wreck everything, so only they can control genetic technology, nanotech, and other systems to then play God over humanity, because they're obsessed with humanity, the globalists are, to then be little demigods here on Earth, and then to decide who gets to populate the stars. That's the ultimate goal of the New World Order. I mean, I think space exploration should just be all out, anything goes, boom, you decide which group you're going to join, and then ultimate freedom once you've decided which group you want to join, which direction you want to go, and then those groups are going to split off as well into the ultimate competition. It's going to be fantastic. And I can feel the spirit of liberty rising, the spirit of justice rising, the spirit of birth rising, the spirit of creativity, the spirit of creation, the spirit of prosperity, the spirit of God, and this devil, and it's time to sit here and stomp on humanity and urinate all over us and tear us into pieces and have simulated victories over humanity. You've had simulated victories over humanity. You have failed. You are fallen. You are only here to strengthen us at this moment and test us to go to the next level. And so the devil is fulfilling his office that we be tested in free will. But you will not be told any of this in the churches. You will not be told any of this in the schools. You will not be told any of this because they don't want you to know. They live, we sleep. Well, not anymore. We're going to go to break and come back with John, Steve, Gordon, Augusta, Ben, and others that are patiently holding today. And then we'll get into more on the Volkswagen situation and more. But this is what these companies do. And you go to a globalist confab of the Fortune 100, Volkswagen's one of the main groups. And none of them follow their own rules. None of them follow their own systems because that's for us, not for them. And it's all a giant fraud. And but also, it's more beautiful than that. Even the people in the system want a faster, better car and know carbon is helping the earth, not hurting it. And so they're only playing along with it. Innovation can't be stopped.
My Patriot Supply is making the choice to get prepared easier and more affordable than ever. For a limited time, a four-week emergency food supply is just $99. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-276-4010 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. Get prepared today. Call 800-276-4010 today for your $99 four-week food emergency supply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
dancing inside the doorway.
Well, the judge, looking at the clock kid story, says if it can be proven that it was done as a hoax to create alarm and fear, it's basically a bomb threat. I mean, how obvious is it? Just another White House stunt blowing up in their face. British general threatens military coup if socialists gain control of parliament. Turkey responsible for flood of illegal immigrants into Europe, it's now admitted. Caught on video, black teen punches racist bus driver in the face for demanding a fare. Yeah, that's right. Oh, you gave a ruling we didn't like, a call we didn't like in football, we're going to attack you. You're racist. Oh, you want me to pay to ride the bus? I'm going to attack you. You're racist. Another report, German media covering up rapes committed by Muslim migrants. No salon. I don't need to understand the plight of pedophiles. You see, that's the thing, is the pedophiles pushing that we should feel sorry for them, pushing that we should like them. And then they won't prosecute real pedophiles. They'll just plant stuff on Pentagon computers and blackmail everybody. Or they'll go after some 18-year-old guy who's dating his sweetheart who's 16 or vice versa. Oh, the courts love statutory rape. And these NAMBLA people want to go after 5-year-olds. So that's all coming up, and I'm going to get into Putin deploys now 28 combat planes. It was 4 to Syria. We've known for years there's Russian troops. Now the news is like, okay, the Russians are really there. I mean, you read foreign news, it's all admitted. You read our news, it's like crazy, because they don't even want you to know that Putin keeps saying for 3 years, join me in fighting Al-Qaeda, join me in fighting ISIS. They won't even say it in our news. That's how ignorant the people are because of the media to a great extent. Or now the media is like, yeah, Putin snuck in. He invaded Syria like he invaded Ukraine. Oh, my gosh, we got to do something. This is a huge provocation. When Putin's been on the world stage for at least 3 years saying, okay, he'll give up his chemical weapons. He'll work with you. We'll elect a new government. Please bring in UN troops with U.S. troops. Let's work together. Let's kick the radical jihadis out. Russia is ready for a joint deal. And they go, no. And launch a chemical attack and blame it on Assad and Putin. I mean, I read newspapers and it's just like every day there's an editorial with an editorial cartoon where Putin's giving chemical weapons to Assad. It's just all made up. It's admitted Al-Qaeda launched those attacks. And I hope the Russian troops absolutely defeat the Saudi Arabian terrorist. And it's not that I, again, lionize Russia. Russia's got its own problems. But Russia is under attack by these people. Syria's right by the Russian border. Russia understands what it's facing. And it's fighting back against a real radical jihad threat that's run by our criminal government. We're going to go to break. And I promise to come back to your calls. This is a short segment. I want to thank you all for your support. We try to bring you the very best products at the very lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Brain Force, the ultimate healthy brain pill. Learn more at InfoWarsLife.com, is now back in stock. Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2 is set to sell out this week. The highest quality iodine out there, a true game changer for myself and my family. We don't try to make this sell out. We thought we had enough, but it's so popular. Maybe over a month once it sells out that we're out of it. So if you want to stock up on Survival Shield X2, the Deep Earth Crystal Based Source, it's available at InfoWarsLife.com. We have sold out of the Liver Cleanse and of the Deep Cleanse. It'll be months till that comes back in. Knockout, the amazing Sleep Aid, Valerian Root, Gamba, Melatonin, Chamomile Flower Extract, L-Tryptophan, and many other compounds. All together to give you the best deep sleep that I've ever had personally. And it's at the lowest price. It's the equivalent price of a bottle of melatonin. It has the standard dose of melatonin in it. That would be $19.95. Well, with all the other ingredients, it's $19.95. The best deal out there. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for your support. These are really good products. Second hour straight ahead.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.